Would you please get out your sermon notes this morning? If you notice, I left a full blank page for you because we have some special things going on today that I invite you to take a pen or a pencil as well as this. Now, on the back, I gave you the list of books, again, that I've been using for this teaching series, and there's one very important book, at least, that I left off of there. And you know, when something is so obvious, you forget to put it down, all right? And that is the Bible. One of those is the Bible, obviously, I've been using. But another book is from Nancy Cobb and Connie Grisby. I invite you to write this down, How to Get Your Husband to Talk to You. All right? This is Jamie loved this book. It's a very powerful book, especially, obviously, for wives. So, this is the sixth Sunday. It's the last Sunday for our teaching series, What the Bible Says About Love, Marriage, and Sex. And if you've been able to be here often, I hope that you've been able to apply some of these principles. I have had folks call me and talk to me. You know, Eric, I've been married 50 years, and your sermon series has still allowed us an opportunity to talk about our relationship. And I give God praise and thanks for that. I hope those of you who have been married 5 years or 4 years or 20 years have been able to do the same thing. Next week, my plan is to have every sermon in book form out in the entryway of the church. So if you're interested in that, it will be there. Now also, please know, we make CDs of every worship service. Doug has been making 10 to 30 CDs a week, and by Monday afternoon, they're gone. All right? First of all, give God praise for that, all right? But secondly, if you want one, please don't get frustrated with us. Just tell us that you want one, and we will, you know, we don't want to make 30 CDs and have only 10 take off, and then we have wasted 20 CDs. See what I mean? So just let us know that you want these, and we will burn as many as we need to let you have one. So anyway, last week we discussed how to put the back in your marriage. And just to recap, the first point last week that you need to understand and remember is that it is work to change the habits in your marriage. Sometimes, depending on what your habits are, depending on how deeply they are rooted inside of you, it depends on the drasticness of the change. Your marriage is so important. I would sell the house if that's what it takes to change your habits, to make your marriage more healthy. All right? Obviously, I'm not promoting that you sell your house if you can't afford to do so. But what I'm saying is, my point is, and I hope it's evident, be drastic if it needs to be drastic. Your marriage is more important than anything else. But it will not be easy. Another very important thing that I want you to remember is that your marriage is worth whatever it takes to work. And there's only one time that I understand that we need to be careful when we say this, and that is whenever there is abusive situations. You see, God does not want anyone living in fear. That's physical abuse, that's sexual abuse, that's emotional abuse, all right? Any abuse is awful. All right? God does not want us living in fear. So what is the first thing that we need to do? Well, we need to do something out of the ordinary for each other. Do something out of the ordinary for each other. Now, I know that you all remember the three A's from last week. Can you lift them up? Anybody? Affection? Affirmation? Apology. Oh, you guys are awesome. Affection, affirmation, and apology. Yes. And what are the three questions that you need to ask each other? Remember, these are the questions that you learn about your partner's love language. Love language. That is, you know, like, for instance, I might be loving Jamie, but Jamie doesn't think I'm loving her because that's not her love language, and I don't understand what her love language is. So my expressions of love don't make a hill of beans to her because she doesn't even realize that that's what they are. You hear what I'm saying? All right, so we need to ask ourselves and our spouses three questions. How does my spouse love me? So we can understand what our love language is, all right? How do I show love to my spouse? And how do I want to be loved? All right, those are the three questions. All right, that was last week. And now this week we're going to talk about the love of a lifetime. And my idea for this morning was to find couples who have come through life's experiences and challenges successfully, still in love and still respecting each other. And I'm excited to say that three couples have accepted this calling this morning.